talking with Senator Dennis Guth with the Iowa Legislature and the Iowa Senate. Boy, things are coming to a close here pretty quick with all the stuff you've had to do and nominees and such. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, we're now in our 14th week of the session, and our scheduled end date is April 28th. It's hard to say if we'll actually hit that date. Sometimes we're earlier, most times we're a little later, but we're looking pretty much on track for this year. One of the things the Senate has to do is confirm all of the governor's appointees to all the various departments, boards, and commissions that are a part of state government. So we spent this week taking those nominees out of committee so that they're ready for us to confirm on the floor probably in the next week or so.
And those will be then sworn in, I guess, by the governor or by the appropriate agencies, right?
Right. A lot of those don't actually take office until our fiscal year changes the 1st of July. So we're trying to stay ahead of the curve here a little.
You've got an interesting Senate File 324 coming up, the Moms Program. Tell me about this.
Well, that Senate File 324 came out of committee this week, and the Moms Program, it stands for More Options for Maternal Support, and this bill will allocate $2 million to help pregnant women looking for help and resources, and allows Iowa Health and Human Services Department to award fatherhood engagement grants to nonprofits and community-based organizations so that they can help fathers in areas of things like employment, financial obligations, and parenting skills. Another thing this bill does is it establishes a state-funded fellowship program for family medicine and obstetric practitioners in rural and underserved areas. We need to get more people out in the country that are going to deliver babies and take care of the little ones. And finally, it increases fundings for families that are seeking adoptions and expanded scholarship opportunities for Iowa foster kids. I think this is a great program, something that Republicans really need to be doing. If we want to be pro-life, we want to make sure that we do things to help those people in undesirable situations here that are facing a pregnancy and don't know what to do after the birth.
These measures are pretty important considering the status right now of abortions and things of that nature. This provides an option, obviously, for these young families or these families that didn't expect something like this to happen.
That's absolutely right, something that we need to be all about here. And that reminds me of something else that happened this last week. We've had a lot of information in the news about the Dobbs case and turning the whole concept of abortion back to state rule. This past week, there was a hearing of arguments on the heartbeat bill. The reason that was brought up is that Republicans have worked on pro-life issues for years, and in 2017, when they first took the majority, we made sure that taxpayers are not providing funding for abortion clinics, and then we implemented a 72-hour waiting period before an abortion could be performed. In 2018, we passed what we call the heartbeat bill that would ban abortions after a baby's heartbeat could be heard. However, this bill has been held up by the courts and could not be enforced. Because of the liberal Iowa Supreme Court inventing a right to abortion in the Iowa Constitution, a district court judge then placed a permanent injunction on the heartbeat bill because of the decision by the Supreme Court regarding the 72-hour wait period. I think one of the most important things that Republicans have done since we've been in the majority is to change the method used for selecting judicial nominees. No longer is the selection process run by the Liberal Bar Association, but by citizens of the state. Because of this state, our court is now comprised of a lot more judges that rule by the Constitution rather than promoting their own personal agendas. Because of this, the governor saw the opportunity to ask the court to reconsider the constitutionality of the heartbeat bill. This week, the Iowa Supreme Court heard arguments about that to lift the injunction, and while a decision is not expected for some time, usually it's like 6 months before we hear something back on a decision like this. I'm hopeful that we will see the injunction lifted and the heartbeat bill declared constitutional so that we can save more lives of the many unborn children.
There are options out there. You can leave the child at a government emergency center. You can leave it at a hospital, et cetera, et cetera. No questions asked.
True.
So there are other options out there that have maybe not been promoted or explored, or why do you think it is that people may not see these opportunities in front of them? Just out of fear or what?
Well, there was a limited number of places where this could be done, but we have recently, just this year, we expanded the places where we can have a special box placed for receiving babies like this, something that is environmentally controlled, so you can place a baby in there in the wintertime or in different times and leave. There will be no questions asked. There is a monitor that alerts people when the box has been opened, but we're not trying to take pictures or do anything that's going to scare away the moms that might be using these facilities. We really want to make sure that moms that are in a tough situation have options other than abortion.
And they should be able to see those readily that are available as well, too. Changing of the court has been a kind of a positive thing for a number of different things that are going on out there. Do you see this going expanding beyond the abortion situation?
Be more constitutionally rendered?
Yes.
I don't know if this will go back to same-sex marriages and that sort of thing in the state of Iowa. We still have on the law books that Iowa only recognizes marriages between one man and one woman. So I don't know if that'll get challenged someday. There is that possibility. There's a lot of other things that I think the different courts that we have now will make a huge difference in. So that's probably one of the things I'm most proud of in the last few years that Republicans have been able to change while I've been in the Senate.
That brings us to accomplishments so far this year. Been a number of them.
Yes, there has. And I'm really grateful for that as I look back on the year. I'm thankful for school choice for all students, continued K-12 education increases in funding, common sense protection for Iowa children, minors, and especially the increased efficiencies in state government. Right now, at the end of the session, we're focusing on getting our budget compromised, negotiating on the last few topics that we have for the year. So I'm thinking another 5 or 6 days in Des Moines is all I have, but I don't know when those days will be, because that all depends on how the negotiations go with the House.
So we would know something here very soon, or is that going to be up in the air in that?
Well, you might think you know something, and as soon as you think you know something, you find out you're wrong. So the best thing to do is just wait till the end of the month. We should have things wrapped up by then. One statement that I want to end with here, that in my 10 years in the Senate, I've come to agree with this statement made by Gandalf in Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Have you read him,
yes,
AJ?
Yes, I have.
One of the things that Gandalf said is, some believe that it is only great power that can hold evil in check. But that is not what I have found. It is the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. The longer I've been in government, the more I see that that's true. It's not just the people that sit in Des Moines and make decisions, but it's the people all across Iowa that make Iowa a good place to live, a good place to raise a family.
All right, sir. Appreciate that. That is very wise, very wise. All right. Dennis Guth, let's talk again next week. What do you say?
Very good. Thank you, AJ.
You bet. That's Senator Dennis Guth with the Iowa Senate here on Sunday Talk.